you can listen to The Front on your smart speaker every morning. To hear the latest episode, just say, play the news from The Australian.
From The Australian, here's what's on The Front. I'm Kristen Amiot. It's Thursday, June 8. The economy is slowing down and business groups say regulatory burdens and workplace reforms are to blame. Productivity fell at the fastest pace on record in the first quarter of this year, but they say it'll lift if the government moves quickly to ease the pressure on businesses. The National Gallery of Australia has postponed an Aboriginal art exhibition while it investigates allegations of interference in Indigenous artworks by white gallery staff. The review was prompted by a long-running investigation by The Australian and is expected to take several months, meaning the winter showcase is effectively postponed indefinitely. Could AI take my job? That's the million-dollar question for Australians whose work lives are already being transformed by ChatGPT. In today's episode, we look at the reality of artificial intelligence at work. Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal-scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. That was the ominous one-line statement of more than 350 executives, researchers, and engineers working in the AI industry.
Hundreds of artificial intelligence scientists and tech executives have signed an open letter warning about the threat posed to humanity by artificial intelligence.
The warning that the technology they developed could pose an existential threat to humanity follows calls for AI to be regulated. The creator of ChatGPT, one of the most powerful generative AI platforms on the market, has suggested regulation is necessary to prevent total domination within the decade. Elon Musk famously fell out with Google co-founder Larry Page over concerns he's not taking AI seriously enough. And just last month, the godfather of AI, Geoffrey Hinton, quit Google so he could speak freely about the dangers of the technology he helped to create. Hinton said he could see Google's careful stewardship of AI starting to give way to commercial concerns. Here he is on the BBC.
It's one of those things where there's no way that people weren't going to explore it. The issue is, now that we've discovered it works better than we expected a few years ago, what do we do to mitigate the long-term risks of things more intelligent than us taking control?
But more than that, Hinton's concerned that that exploration could lead to exploitation and ultimately extinction.
So quite recently, I come to the conclusion that the kind of intelligence we're developing is very different from the intelligence we have. So it's as if you had 10,000 people and whenever one person learned something, everybody automatically knew it. And that's how these chaps can know so much more than any one person.
Closer to home, fears are growing that AI technology could make certain jobs and even entire industries obsolete. Coders, programmers, accountants, traders, customer service professionals, and many, many others will likely see their jobs change rapidly as AI technology is integrated into the day-to-day running of certain businesses. And the massive changes already happening in creative industries like media and advertising could be a kind of canary in the coal mine. Copywriter Leanne Shelton is already feeling the effects of ChatGPT's growing market dominance. She's been running her own copywriting business in Sydney for close to a decade. She spoke to The Australian's Noah Yim. We've used a voice actor to bring you her words.
I was doing so well. My business increased profit every single year. And then this was the first time when I couldn't even match last year. So that made me realise I've got to do something different.
Leanne told Noah the number of jobs she's converted from phone calls with potential clients has dropped significantly since ChatGPT was released in November of last year.
The conversion rate could have easily been 80% after I spoke to them on the phone. It's probably dropped to like 30%. It was pretty significant.
And she says she knows ChatGPT is driving the transformation because those clients have told her.
I literally had someone say, oh, no, don't worry, we'll write that media release ourselves with ChatGPT. Along with the economic climate, I think it just kind of piled on top of that, that there's suddenly this free tool and people are like, okay, we can instantly become a copywriter without actually understanding the strategy behind it, the psychology behind it, and just going, it sounds all right.
Independent creatives like Leanne are finding their footing in the rapidly changing world of ChatGPT. But the effect is being felt through big businesses too. We'll have more on that after this short break.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
In April of this year, a German tabloid magazine sensationally announced it had secured a world-exclusive interview with Formula One legend Michael Schumacher. It was quite the scoop. Schumacher hadn't spoken to the media since he was catastrophically injured in a skiing accident in 2013. But the so-called interview was quickly exposed as a fake, created using generative AI technology. At best, the decision to publish was in poor taste. At worst, it was a sign of things to come. At the time, the Australian's media editor, James Madden, took comfort in the fact that generative AI, in its current form, is only as good as the information that's already out there.
One of the consequences of this, I think, is that it actually highlights the importance of proper journalism, if I can use that term. And it should encourage journalists to work harder to reveal the truth. Because I think increasingly in this world where there are services like AI chatbots and all the rest of it, real journalism is going to be an increasingly valuable resource.
But while many businesses are leveraging platforms like ChatGPT to keep costs down and improve efficiencies, just as many are aware of its drawbacks. A panel of regulatory experts at yesterday's annual conference of the Australian Banking Association said the risks associated with AI and digitisation are a gigantic hurdle for Australia's otherwise robust financial system. They added that as AI dominance increases, so too does the risk of sophisticated cyber attacks. For her part, Leanne Shelton is making the best of a challenging situation. She's pivoted to helping other copywriters understand how to use ChatGPT in their own work in a bid to stay ahead of the curve.
I definitely want quality content to be released into the world. And if that means me becoming an educator, I think there's a lot of information out there from IT geeks, but not enough from copywriters who actually know the content space. And so I've decided to just really own it. I've always been a writer, ever since I was a kid. It's always been my passion. And then I also recently discovered a love of teaching. And so if that's the future, if copywriters themselves aren't needed, then I'm going to be the experienced copywriter who can help you embrace this new world and do it properly.
The carnal knowledge trial of murderer Christopher Michael Dawson resumes in Sydney's Downing Centre District Court today. Subscribers to The Australian can follow live updates from court at theaustralian.com.au.
I'm Sarah Lamarquin, Editor-in-Chief of Stella and host of our podcast called Something to Talk About. Every weekend, we publish a new episode where you'll hear compelling personalities, strong opinions and thought-provoking conversations.
I wanted to be able to do it in my time when I was ready and speak my truth when I was ready.
The topic of when do I become a mum, that is in my mind 24/7.
Search for Something to Talk About wherever you listen to your podcasts.